stop looking at porn and win back your freedom for smart, family-oriented men who want to learn to sustainably let go of porn in a way you can enjoy and look forward to. Learning to be proud of the man you are and making life so good that porn becomes irrelevant. I'm Danny Pullman. I'm a certified life coach, and I've been coaching guys on this for many years now, and have been in the porn quitting game for years beyond that. I'm using this podcast to share what I've learned and what I continue to learn on the way with real client examples from the hands-on work I do with clients day in and day out. This is a movement. It is happening. Join with us and start winning against porn now. Hey guys, welcome to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danny Pullman, and thank you so much for being here. By the way, if you're a regular listener and you like what you hear, go ahead and give us some ratings on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, and we'd really appreciate that. Let's get those ratings going. Today, we are talking about a real example with a client recently, and he was feeling shame, he was feeling discouraged, he was frustrated. Am I progressing? I don't know. He was feeling kind of stuck, and I'm going to talk about how we work through it. And then by doing so, I hope I can give you an example of a process you can take yourself through that is really not only helpful for a change of porn habit, it's helpful for really any massive action type goal that you're working on that you're going for. So yeah, let's dive in. That's what we're doing. All right. So this client, he showed up to our session recently, and he is just, yeah, like I said, discouraged, shame, wondering if he's progressing. And why is he wondering that? Because in the last few weeks, he looked at porn and masturbated X number of times, right? And so I asked him some questions, and we realized that the way he is measuring his progress is, did I look at porn and masturbate or not? That was his main measurement. And in my experience, just because you can measure something doesn't mean that it is the best way to measure something, okay? Also, in my experience, if that's the main measurement we have for whether you're progressing or not on your goals, then for most guys, I don't know the answer for everybody, but for most guys, it just does not work well for long-term sustainable change. Okay, so just want to throw that out there in case you needed to hear it. And then the question becomes like, okay, what then? How do we measure? And that's what we're going to talk about. So first of all, let's just notice, like, here's what he was doing. He's saying, okay, I lost all my progress because I went and looked at porn, right? And so the number of days since you last looked at porn, that's the measurement. So that means I'm back to zero progress. All my progress is gone. It's lost. And so you go on this roller coaster of up and down. And then it's like, well, if my progress is back at zero, I may as well look at porn again because I'm so close to zero. It's not going to be a big deal to make up my progress after I look at porn again later today or tomorrow or in the next few days. And so there is some of that going on, right? And then also just kind of a lot of energy being spent on being discouraged and shaming himself. And feelings like discouragement and shame, they come from thoughts that are optional, and we can choose to practice new ones. But if you just kind of stay in discouraged and shame mode and let that judgment and self-punishment continue, then, I mean, for him, he just wasn't taking any action on any of the tools he's been learning in this coaching program, and not much happened in this last few weeks of time. And so we kind of noticed that, like, oh, look at how, like, forward movement and progress was actually getting squelched because you're focused more on self-punishment and judging and shame and discouragement. And so that's good to know, mental note, right? So what do we do from there? What's the alternative? An alternative is, this is something I learned from James Clear in the book Atomic Habits, which if you haven't read it, go read it right away. It is so good. And he talks about how the way we want to measure whether we're progressing is whether we're sticking to our system of training and change, transformation or not, whatever you want to call it. I think he uses the word process, maybe. I like to call it a system. But yeah, whether you are sticking to your current strategy, your current system to take you toward your goals, that's what we want to be measuring, right? And so that's what we did next with this client. Like, okay, we're going to do what's called a data check-in. And we're going to look at the neutral data. We're going to be scientists of your brain. We're going to see what are the plugins that you've been doing over those last specific period of time. And let's just see. And then we'll go from there. Okay. So we started with, okay, yes, how many times did you, we call it going off protocol, because one of the tools we use is called protocol. So how many times did you look at porn and masturbate is what it was in this specific case. Protocol can be a lot of different things, but because that's something we want to be aware of. We just don't want it to be our main measurement of whether we're progressing or not. And in fact, I invite you to like throw it out as a measurement at all for a little while when you learn this new system. So then what did we do? We went through and we there are seven kind of basic tools that we use that we want to have in place through this program that help you rewire your brain and train it to change in the way you want and to reduce your desire for porn and learn to do life without porn with more ease and flow and sustainability and confidence and really quit porn for good, right? Not just a band-aid, but like inside out, we're shifting, transforming. And so these seven tools we went through and said, okay, so in this last couple weeks, how many times did you use this tool? Okay, and this one, how many times did you use it and how did you use it? Okay, this one. And so we looked at this and he used one or two of them a couple times, and the others he wasn't using. And so then we look at it and we start asking, all right, what's working? And we always start with that. Okay, we start with what's working because a lot of people, when they start looking at this data, they just want to judge themselves because that's what they've learned and practiced. And that gets in the way of learning. So we use this question, what's working, to counteract that, to get their brain turned toward, okay, if it's not all or nothing, then in what way am I progressing, right? And what is actually making a difference? And he came up with several answers, and sometimes it takes a minute for the brain to like go there because so many people practice just judging themselves that they can't even find one thing that was working. But if you stay with the question for long enough, you can, and your brain will find it. And that's what we do a lot of in coaching. We stay with the question long enough to see what the brain does with it. So we ask what's working, and then, okay, what's not working? And what do you want to do differently going forward? And like I said, we're being a scientist of his brain, and we're just looking at what we plugged in and what results he got, and then now, how can we adjust the strategy with how that went, and let's see what that does for us, right? And what I tell guys is, yeah, because these tools that we teach are so freaking effective, like I tell guys, until you've found something that works better than these tools we teach, don't come telling me that you can't make the change until you're using all of these tools in a very regular way. Right. And if you're having trouble following through on using the tools, then let's coach on it and see why your brain is resisting. But let's get to a point where you can use these tools, even if it's every day for a little while you get really good at it. And then you can lessen it as time goes on because you don't keep needing it. You don't keep needing it. I'll just go with that hick way of saying it. You don't keep needing it till, yeah, till. The same amount. You don't need it every day, on and on, right? Like for a while, maybe you do, and then you lessen it when you get better at it. And some people never need it every day, but until you've tried it every day using these tools, don't come complaining to me, oh, I haven't reached my goals with this yet, is kind of what I tell clients, right? Or if you have something that works better than these tools, then yeah, use those. But if you don't, then use these. And if you haven't, then what's going on? And let's find out. Okay. So, and then some things to keep in mind as you do something like this with yourself is like, first of all, like, do you have a system? Do you have a current strategy for change that's not just focused on, did I look at porn or did I not? And let's try harder next time to just make sure porn doesn't happen. Right. Like, that's why guys get so stuck with this because that process, that doesn't work for most people. Okay. So, do you have a system that addresses the things that need to be addressed to help that outer symptom result of looking at porn to help that change, right? If not, then learn what you need to learn to have a system, okay? And then also, when you go through and look at the data and ask these questions to evaluate, like write down your responses because it's going to be way more impactful than doing it in your head. Also, doing it with a coach is going to be way more impactful than just doing it up in your head. So write it down, get it out verbally with a coach and a witness, or written down on a computer screen or a journal. Writing it down, just like with anything coaching, is going to be way more impactful than just doing it in your head. Okay. And then we want to also get in the habit of committing to a system for a time period without second guessing it the whole time while you're doing it. Okay. So have a period of time where, like, okay, this is my approach for the next 2 weeks. And then at the end of those 2 weeks, plan to do another evaluation like this, a data check-in. And but during that 2 weeks, don't like second guess your system the whole time and fight it. Just say, like, yeah, this is it. This is what I'm doing. And I'm not adjusting it until I do another evaluation and see it need to adjust. Okay. And then you intentionally evaluate it at the end of that time period and you commit to a new amount of time. And this relieves you of that burden of over evaluating along the way and lets you be more present with your current system. And to you actually get to see how it works when you're more present with it instead of like, should I be doing this or not? Should I or should I? And then it increases both your effectiveness implementing your system and the speed at which you learn and progress when you're evaluating your system. Okay. So, and then a few other tips are if you are in a hurry to get to your final goal of habit change, to get there, so to speak, then you may not be believing that the results you want are happening, first of all. And also, it kind of gets in the way of you just being present with your system that rewires your brain. Okay. So, if you're in a hurry, notice it and be willing to slow down. Okay, slow down, play the long game, keep showing up, and act as though the results you want are inevitably happening. Okay, it's only a matter of time, it's as good as done. And taking the hurry out will accelerate your progress profoundly. Some awesome intentional thoughts. Well, one awesome intentional thought while you're implementing your system is it's happening. This, my goal is happening. If you knew it was happening, then how would that affect how you stick to your current system, right? It's much more fun to go practice something that you believe is taking you where you want to get than it is second guessing, am I ever going to get where I want to get the whole time? Okay, so that is an example of a data check-in. And what we did with this client, when I asked him the questions at the end, he basically said, you know what I realized is I want to focus less on reducing that number of times looking at porn and more on increasing the numbers for how I'm using the tools and the system. And I was like, yes, and you're starting to get this. And it was clicking. And you could see the relief in him as the session went on and as he left the session compared to when he showed up at the beginning. He basically was ready to move forward and take more action. It's so much, like I said, like, easier to take massive action when you approach it as a scientist of your own mind instead of how can I punish myself the most so that I stop doing this thing, right? Which just doesn't work. Shame is not the answer, guys. If there's one message from today's episode for you to take with you, shame is not the way to quit porn for good. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? All right. Be a scientist of your own mind, have a system, learn how to evaluate effectively what that system is, learn tools that work with the human brain instead of against it, and you will get right where you want to get. It is just a matter of time. And no, you're not a special case. You can do this too. Don't look over your shoulder and say, yeah, that'll make it for other people. No, you. I'm talking to you. You can too. All right, that's what I've got for you today, guys. If you want help learning a system that is tried and proven and works and is just freaking awesome, the best stuff I've found in all the research and learning I've done through all the years and the experience working hands-on with clients, like come do a free strategy call with me, sign up through my website or in the show notes. You should have a link there you can click to find my website and let's talk. Let's see if this could be a fit and what that can look like for you. I would love to meet you. I love meeting guys on those calls, even if they don't end up working with me, it's just like it's a low key thing where you just get the opportunity to be heard and seen and witnessed and loved right where you're at. And I just help you find what get clear on what your next steps are. And I'm not trying to make sure that's working with me. That's not how I roll. If it's a good fit, it's a good fit. If not, like you get clear on your next steps, and I'm just cheering for you to go take those next steps and keep moving forward. Okay. That's what I got for you today. Have a good one. See you next time.
If you enjoy listening to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast, you have to come check out the Chainbreaker program. It's my group coaching program through my Chainbreaker Coach app, where you get access to regular group coaching calls and or one-on-one coaching calls, training modules, tools, a community of like-minded guys, where we take all of this great information and learn to actually implement it in a game-changing way that works. This is about so much more than just a porn habit. Join us at dannypolman.com/work with me. Don't forget to spell Pullman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. Become a chain breaker and learn to unchain your personal power. And remember, the power to make the changes you want is already there. It's just a matter of learning to access it.